And he looked outside, and he saw two gigantic trees, Arjuna trees. Arjuna trees have huge roots, really thick roots. And when Krishna looked at those trees, he was remembering his devotee Narada Muni, the story of the trees, briefly. Nalukuvera and Manigriva, they were the assistants of Kuvera, sons of Kuvera, who's the treasurer of the devas. That means they were living in a heavenly abode. Their bodies were heavenly beautiful. They had incredible physical strength and handsome qualities. They had amazing degrees of wealth, property, ornamentation. They had tremendous personalities. Everything they did was so expert. And they were proud. It's hard to be better than so many people and not be proud. So they were thinking that they just have the right to enjoy any way that they want to enjoy. They were in a lake, in a heavenly resort, with heavenly ladies. And they were all without clothes on, playing with each other. And Narada Muni, the great sage, the great rishi, he's a brahmachari, he's a swami. He comes by with his veena, singing, Narada Muni bhajai veena radhikara mananame. And when the ladies saw Narada Muni, the great sage, they became very sober. Nalukuvera and Manigriva were intoxicated on all kinds of wines, heavenly nectars. The ladies got out and they covered themselves and they offered their pranams to Narada Muni with respect. But Nala and Kuvera and Manigriva, they couldn't care less about one of these Hare Krishna people coming by. They totally ignored Narada Muni. We have our wealth, we have our prosperity, we have our power, we have our business, we have our families. What is that's how intoxicated they were. Narada Muni was feeling so much compassion for them. Narada Muni doesn't have a house, he doesn't have a bank account. He has nothing. All he has is love for Krishna and Krishna's holy name. Premdhan, Mahanidhi, the supreme greatest of all treasures, is Prema Pumartha Mahan. Prema Bhakti, Prem Nidhi, that was his wealth. And that wealth of love for Krishna is beyond time, it's beyond birth, it's beyond death, it's ever increasing, and it's the only thing that could give fulfillment to the eternal soul. So he was seeing these two devas. They were so arrogant. They were so disrespectful. They were destroying their own possibilities. Narada Muni felt especially compassionate toward them. And he told them, because you are so much infatuated by all your powers and wealth and beauty, and you think yourself better than everyone, The quality of a great soul is amani na manadena. That we shouldn't care about being respected ourselves, but we should find the greatest joy in giving respect to others. We could evaluate how much we're progressing by just applying that principle to our own way of thinking and life, our values. He said, you are standing before a great sage, naked like a tree. I bless you to become trees. Nala Kuvera and Manigriva, to them, that was a serious curse. When you're attached to all of this, and now they're just going to be trees. But the thing is, they had tree bodies, but they had the exact same consciousness as Manigriva and Nala Kuvera. Generally, trees have tree consciousness. It's a very, very undeveloped state of God consciousness. Trees are conscious, they feel. But if they had the consciousness of a human, how could they stand throughout the winter being covered with ice and stand in the summer giving shade to others and just being burning in the sun? But these two devas had the full consciousness of devas in the bodies of trees. They stood in one place. Even if they have an itch, that itch may go on for 10,000 years and they can't scratch it. That's a tree. And little insects are going, and they're... Trees don't mind, they like it. But when you're in a very developed demigod consciousness, more developed than a human even, in the body of a tree, very difficult. But they were there for many, many years. And Narada Muni, he arranged for them to be trees in the courtyard of what would be the house of Nanda, Yashoda, Krishna, Balaram. So they could see, they could feel, they could hear. They couldn't speak, they couldn't move, but they could just take it all in. So from Krishna's day of birth, Nala Kuvera and Manigriva were watching his pastimes. They were seeing the intimate, sweet, loving relations between he and Nanda and Yashoda and the gopas and the gopis. And ever since Krishna's birth, he was seeing them. They were just near the gateway of Gokul. And Krishna was thinking that my dear devotee Narada, he put these demigods as trees here. And they're kind of like bound up into these tree bodies. And now that I'm bound up by a rope to this wooden grinding mortar, I'm feeling special sympathy for them. I will fulfill the desire of my devotee, because my devotee put them here so that they can attain the highest perfection of ecstatic love. Whatever a great devotee does, however it may appear, it's always with the intention of pure compassion, and it's the greatest blessing. So little baby Krishna, he was just a couple years old, he started crawling, and he pulled, and somehow this big, big wooden grinding mortar started dragging behind him. And the little children, they were amazed. They were saying, Gopal, you're pulling the grinding mortar. And Gopal was just smiling like this. And they were, Gopal, you're actually pulling the grinding mortar. This is wonderful. What are you going to do? And Krishna was smiling. And he went between the trees. And as he crawled between the trees, the grinding mortar got caught between them. And Krishna just pulled once more. The trees broke and fell to the ground. It was the whole earth shook because they were massive. They were thousands of years old. It was like an earthquake. Everything was like thunder. It was such a massive sound that all the Brijabasis, the shaking of the earth and the tumultuous sound of the falling of the trees, everyone fell unconscious. Except the little children near Krishna who was watching it. The reason why, for them, it was the sweetest thing they ever saw. Gopal knocked those trees down. With the rope of Mother Yashoda's love. They were just laughing and smiling and clapping, "Well done, Krishna." Nala Kuvera and Mani Griva appeared like blazing flames of fire. They were so beautiful. They were decorated in their demigod garments now. And they stood before Krishna with folded hands and prayed. Just by the association of watching Krishna and meditating on his pastimes, just by seeing the loving relations between he and his devotees, they became completely purified. They were the most mystically self-satisfied sages in the form of those trees. They were weeping tears of anand, ecstatic love. And they were explaining to Krishna how all of this was his kindness. Tatenu kampam susamikshamano. Lord Brahma prays. When a devotee is put in a difficult situation, if with folded hands they see the opportunity to go deeper into their bhakti and remain faithful and offer their hearts to Krishna with humility and gratitude. If a person could do that, even in difficult times, that person alone is entitled to the perfection, the highest liberation. They realize that platform of devotion. They were profusely thanking Narada Muni for giving them this blessing. Otherwise, we would have gone through our whole life wasting it with intoxication and sensory enjoyments. But by the grace of Narada, we have attained the ultimate intoxication of the soul, Bhav, Krishna, Vrindavan Bhav. And their only prayer to Krishna, wherever you want us to be, we only want to remember you and be the servant of your servants, constantly chanting your glories and your holy names. Krishna blessed them. He's just a little baby, still tied up, and he's blessing the demigods and giving them permission to go back to their abodes. But now they're pure devotees. They're Paramhamsa, Mahatmas.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.